is an interview I did with Reading band, the Amazons, after a fantastic set they played at the Leeds Festival recently. The sound quality's not so good, so you will need to turn it up and listen hard, but listen, because it's a good interview. I really enjoyed it. Great band, and I think they're going to go on to even greater things. Right, so here we go. So you guys are from Reading, aren't you?
Yes.
And I heard your little history of Reading with the previous interview, so
thank
I'm not going to get into that.
Playing more with that kind
so
of
thing. So I'm guessing you grew up with Reading Festival, yeah? Oh, when was the first one you attended?
Elliot has a good story around that.
Yeah, okay. I do. I went in 2005 off the back of a competition that was run by a local radio station in Reading, 210 FM. I don't think it longer exists.
No,
it's
been.
They were running a scheme really to get local people to the festival, and as a tribute to Iron Maiden, who were headlining that year, you had to destroy something you loved to get tickets with a JCB, and it was a JCB in the Audi car park, and we, and my parents actually, they entered us, on behalf of the whole family, to destroy the family piano.
Wow, that's incredible.
That was my grandma's. Terribly out of tune and pretty much broken beyond repair.
Right.
We didn't have to know that. And we were chosen, so 6 in the morning, they came up with a big trailer, put our piano inside, took it to this Audi car park, and proceeded to smash it live on air to hundreds of people, thousands maybe, that were listening. And we were gifted with a whole weekend ticket, so
that's
me and my brother, my mum and dad, we all went, watched some amazing artists playing, and I was 11 years old at the time,
yeah.
2005, saw Foo's, saw Incubus, saw To Look For My Valentine, which I was very
pumped
about.
I was there that year, I used to do Reading before I moved up north.
There you go.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing.
That's a great way to get into it, brilliant. No one can top that, I'm sure. Talking of, we're not talking of Reading actually, so your name, the Amazons, you're clearly not an ancient race of South American warriors.
No.
So why did you choose a name?
There's a book by Arthur Ransom called The Swallows and Amazons.
Oh, I know it, yeah.
Yeah. Based in the Lake District, 1920s. Quite a whimsical children's book.
Yeah.
But I loved it, and I love the escape of children's books. And I love revisiting children's books like Swallows and Amazons or Chronicles of Narnia or Wind in the Willows or whatever it is throughout my life, and I've always wanted the Amazons to be a source of escape.
That's good. I still read Winnie the Pooh occasionally.
Yeah, exactly.
So I had to ask that question because my daughter asked that one. She's a fan.
She's in her 30s
now. Lauren is her name. Just a kind of a throwaway one now. So you've been around a while now. What, 3 albums in?
Correct.
I saw your set earlier on, and I think the sound is much beefier, and I love it. It's kind of much heavier, it's much thicker, and I love that.
Cool.
So do you think that's going to show up in your next album, whenever that appears? It's going to get that kind of tougher.
Yeah, I think for a myriad of different reasons, collective and personal, kind of have emerged from the third record. A lot tired and a lot frustrated. For our personal, in our personal lives and our collective lives as a band, but also just generally being living in 2023 is just a wholly frustrating, confusing, and more angry place. And I think that the music is reflecting that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, definitely. And so I've written part of my review for this set actually, and it will be a good one, just in case you worry.
Great.
I think I can sense a, because I am Arwood, I can sense a lineage going back through some of the classic British rock acts, say from Small Faces with Steve Marriott. Your vocals are very strong on that, I think. And also Bad Company and the like. So is that kind of conscious? Because you're not old enough to remember all those originally, are you?
No, but I think history has always been important to us.
Yeah.
And I think that the idea that we are a small part of a larger thing just helps us place where we are. I mean, being a band in 2023 is kind of disorientating.
I can only imagine, to be honest.
To understand who you are, why you're relevant, why your voice matters.
Yeah.
So we've always cared about where rock and roll comes from, and you know, yeah, small places bad company, but also Zeppelin, Stones, but Oasis and The Smiths, and all of it. We want to feel like we are part of the same, a patch on the same quilt.
Yeah, yeah.
And that includes the rock and roll guys and the blues guys back in the day. We all love Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah,
we all love Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Stonehouse, whoever the hell it is.
Yeah, it's all the same. Blues element linked. In there. Yeah, there's a blues element in there as well, I think.
Great. Guitars,
yeah.
But it's all linked, and I don't think you can move forward. I don't think we can move forward with our music without feeling like we have the DNA of what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's true, and I think it's really encouraging to hear a band like yourselves talk about those kind of roots, if you like. There's too many just come on, it's like, I've seen so many kind of great bands that just, they're copying Oasis or
sure.
Something like that, and I just think it's a shame because some of them are really talented, and I think if you're in touch with those roots, I think that's superb.
Yeah, copy who Oasis were listening to. Yeah.
I've got a bit of a throwaway one now.
Okay.
And you can, this is open to all three of you.
Yeah, okay.
So how would you describe the Amazons in three words?
Airy.
Elec. No, is that like
good?
Oh.
Hairy
and good, right, yeah.
Hairy and good, yeah.
Hairy good fun, right?
defiant.
That's good. Yeah,
that's
good.
One. I like that.
I'm sure there's some think that, and my daughter's definitely a fan, so that's probably true. You know, but,
brilliant.
And so, when are you playing Reading this year? You're playing
Sunday.
Okay. So, who are you going to get to see much at Reading, or are you going to stay here for the rest of the day?
So, we are heading to Paris for Rock on Seine in a couple of hours.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. Yeah, we've always wanted to play Rock on Seine. It's always been in the history book. Always been on the bucket list. I remember being cognizant of the festival on YouTube when I was in a massive Arcade Fire phase and they played a Neon Bible Tour set in 2007. I was just mesmerized. I thought it was amazing. So it's always been on our radar ever since. And then Reading, that's where it all ends.
End of the road now.
End of the road, baby.
Excellent. Well, we haven't got much time, I don't think, but really appreciate your time.
No problem.
Happy to do a longer interview one day, if you're up for it.
We'd love that.
As
you can tell, we like talking.
Well, I do as well. I can talk for hours, and then clearly you guys can in a good way. So
there's lots to talk about.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of stuck for 10 minutes. I normally do kind of 40 minutes an hour interviews, but this has been great.
Did you ask who we were going to see?
Yeah, I did actually.
What,
yeah.
Right, we didn't even ask that. Sorry.
No worries.
Well, the act on at the moment, Kamuna.
Yeah.
Just met them, they're really lovely, and people can see them at Reading.
Yeah.
Declan McKenna as well.
Yeah.
The Snuts.
Yeah, they're on soon, aren't they?
Okay.
I think I'll be across for that. Yeah. Great stuff. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good luck with Paris, good luck with Reading, and I really appreciate your time.
Yes, yeah. Have a food. Yes, they say.